Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Well, tonight is Thursday night, May 30th, 2019. I'm so excited to have my guest on tonight for the second time. In the person of Mr. Wilbert Pritchett. He is a member of the National Agents Alliance. He has been on my show before, and he did a great job and with more a lot of information for the listeners. So I thought it would be fitting for him to come back on so he can conclude what he was talking about the first time, and he can add on to give you more information regarding life insurance. This is something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but we know that the Word of God tells us that it has been appointed unto man once to die. So that means that we need to always have our house in order. So I'm so excited to have him on again on tonight. So I pray that you are ready to receive what he has to give to us, the listeners, on tonight. So we're going to open up with prayer as we always do. I'm asking all listeners, please pray with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. It's in his name we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy of all praise. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with me and my entire family, from the oldest to the youngest on both sides of my family. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, not only us, but everyone, every committed, faithful doer of your word, Heavenly Father. We ask that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and blot out all of our iniquities, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who paid the price on the cross through the shedding of his blood and dying for us with the victory in his hands. That's why we can come to you through him and be redeemed and forgiven of our sins and transgressions. So we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray now, Lord, and ask you that you will move by your Spirit, continue to move by your Spirit, Heavenly Father, as you continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land. Continue to let them know that earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still the chief doctor, the ultimate doctor, that is still touching, healing, and delivering in the world today. Touch, heal, and deliver those that are dealing with PTSD orders, disorders, and those that are continuing to think about committing suicide, and all those that have mental disorders, Heavenly Father, not only them, but those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies in any way all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, we pray now, Lord, and ask that you be moved by your Spirit. We pray, Lord, that if anyone that is not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, they will be saved in his name. They will come to know their God purpose in the earth. They will be able to fulfill their God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us, because we know that we are not worthy of your grace, mercy, or your sufficient grace. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we come lifted about President. We know that you know all about what's going on in our world and across America, but we thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter who else think they are in control. We thank you that we know, without a doubt, that you are in total control at all times, because you never slumber nor sleep. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. We know that all power is in your hands. So we lift up our president to you now, and not only him, but every world leader that have hidden motives and agendas. We know that you are in control, and we ask you to touch their hearts, their minds, that they will show love and compassion toward all men all over the world, that you will be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless every listener. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. And continue to bless them that they will continue to spread the good news about this worldwide ministry, that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, change is the law of life. And those who look only to the past or present are certain to miss the future. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Change is the law of life. And those who look only to the past or present are certain to miss the future. Well, I do not have any other announcements other than I do want to continue to let the listeners know that we do have other shows up under my direction. God has blessed and opened doors for others to bring forth God's word to the worldwide platform. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please take down this information. Please take down this information, write down. We have the first show under my direction. It's titled Theologically Speaking with host Jose and Danielle Dorsey. Their show airs each and every first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Clinically Speaking, a woman of God, a psychologist. Her show airs each and every fourth Thursday and every first Saturday night. The host is Sierra Renee. Then we have Ministry I'm Possible with host Minister Sharon Rambis. His show airs each and every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have on each and every second Thursday night, Pastor Eric Morpheus. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He is on my show each and every second Thursday night, which starts at 8 p.m. Then we have Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. His show airs each and every third and fourth Saturday night at 8 p.m. on my show. Then finally, we have Deacon Marvin Cox, who comes forth each and every first and second Saturday on my show, which starts at 8 p.m. He always brings forth and shares with us inspirational poems. We always have a powerful word from the Lord. So those are the shows that God has opened the door for others to be unbuttoned in my direction. So I just thank God for that, and I give him the glory, honor, and praise for it. And I pray that you have written those down so that you can tune in and be blessed by it, and also share with others so that others can tune in and be blessed by the word through these other hosts that have shows up under this worldwide platform. So we give God the glory and honor and praise for that. And I now, before we bring forth my guest again, in the persons of Wilbert Pritchett, once again, He comes forth from the National Agents Alliance. He is out of Dallas, Texas, and he is my special guest on tonight. So he's going to give you more information regarding life insurance. So you will definitely need your pens and paper so that you can write down the information that he's going to give to us following this short music break. So I pray that you be blessed by this music break, and we're going to give God praise, glory, and honor because he's worthy to be praised. So now we're going to go to our praise break music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to yield the mic to our guest on tonight, Mr. Wilbert Pritchett. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hey, I'm a witness. Total praise. He deserved. Who is he? God, Jesus. He deserved. They deserve our total praise. Why? God is worthy to be praised. We thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, who made it possible for you and I to be redeemed. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be redeemed and forgiven of all of our sins and transgressions. So we thank God for that music break, and I pray that it has been a blessing to someone on tonight. I just want to say, too, before we bring forth my guest on tonight, I want the worldwide listeners to please lift up the Eppinger family in the loss of their Raymond Eppinger, my brother in Christ, and my sisters in Christ, their daughters, Tanya Eppinger, and also her sister, Dina Eppinger, Chambliss. We want to... Sister Tanya Eppinger Jackson is that's a married name. We want to lift that family up in prayer in loss of their mother and father and their her husband Raymond Eppinger lost his wife. Her name is Ruby Eppinger. So But we want to lift up the Eppinger family. Those are my sisters and brothers in Christ. I've been knowing them, and my family has been knowing them for many, many years. We've been serving the Lord together for many years. So their mother and wife, in the presence of Sister Ruby Eppinger, has made her heavenly transition. So we just want to continue to lift up that family in prayer, that God will continue to comfort and strengthen them and let them remember and know as well that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So right now, I'm so proud and excited to bring forth once again my special guest, Mr. Wilbert Pritchett. He's coming to us from the National Agents Alliance, dealing with life insurance. He's going to go more deeper into what you need to know about life insurance, and he is coming to us out of Dallas, Texas. So, Mr. Wilbert Pritchett, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise God, James. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you again. It is indeed an honor to be on your show a second time. Again, I preface this with just being able to challenge every one of your listeners, if they're living and not being unsure about what their future holds in the case of an emergency or, God forbid, a demise of a loved one, I'm here to help lay some of those worries to rest. I have an opportunity that is open to anyone that is willing to extend, step out of their comfort zone, and become a part of our crusade. I'm talking, of course, about the Alliance. The Alliance offers an opportunity since becoming established in 2002. The National Alliance has grown and evolved into an agency that provides amazing opportunities to anyone who desires to be self-employed. And now in the state of the world today, it's not a good idea to put all your eggs in one basket. So I'm offering an opportunity to not only help those who are in need, who for the majority, 39% of Americans, don't have insurance coverage because the number one reason is they can't afford it. Where those times may have been, but they are no more, because we have partnered with the Alliance with strategically with about 12 different agencies that enables us to cover 99.9% the general public, no matter what conditions they think they may have. If you've been turned down before, we have agencies and products that are tailored to each individual's needs. And let me repeat that, individual needs, and some are guaranteed. The National Agents Alliance specializes in three categories, and that is mortgage protection. If you're a newly home buyer, if you're a new home buyer, you have a home, but you think you cannot afford the mortgage protection, we have products that can tailor to your needs to make sure that you are covered. The second thing is,
hold on just one second. I would like to give out the dial-in number to the show just in case if any listener might have any questions. You're free to dial in with any questions that you might have for my guest on tonight. The dial-in number for the show is area code 657. Once again, it's 657-383-1364. Once again, the dial-in number for the show is area code 657-383-1364. If you have any questions for Mr. Pritchett while he's live on the air tonight, you're free to dial in. Mr. Pritchett, you can go ahead, please.
All right. I appreciate that. As I was saying, we specialize in three categories, the first being mortgage protection. The second is final expense. If you have pre-existing conditions and you've been turned down before by other companies, well, we all know that one size does not fit all. So we have guaranteed products in our final expense category that you are guaranteed you cannot be turned down. And that's very unique because, as I said, we're able to provide coverage and security for 99.9% of people. And the third thing is retirement protection. We offer products that can provide you with a second retirement income that is 100% tax exempt at the end. So think about that. We can provide through one of our insurance products a secondary retirement income that is guaranteed tax-free. And so these opportunities will enable us to help the masses. As it stands now, 39% of Americans don't have any coverage, and the number one reason for that is finance. So what we do, by partnering with the 12 different agencies, it enables us to sit down on an individual basis and tailor our product to suit that individual's family. That's the powerful thing. But we can't do it all. We want to fill in that gap for that 39% of Americans that are uncovered, but we can't do that alone. So I'm employing and something to inspire those, all those people who at some point in their lives wanted to be their own boss, wanted to control their own destiny and set their own pace. This may be the opportunity for you. We provide all of the information, all of the skills, the product, education to help you get licensed in your state. We will take you by the hand and guide you through that process. Once you get licensed, you can build a business at your own pace. You can make as little or as much money as you desire, because it's totally up to you. If you want to earn just a little bit to help get you through, you can do that. If your goal is to become an entrepreneur and build your own business, you can do that as well. If you're licensed in whatever state, you can join our business and start making money right away. You can keep your clientele and just expand your ability to help others. That's what we're about. So if you have any questions, feel free to call into the show or feel free to hit me up on my Facebook page, ChantalBrother@yahoo.com/Facebook, or you can send me an email. You can send me a smoke signal. I will get it, and I will get back to you as soon as possible, because my goal is to get as many people covered as possible, but I need your help in doing that. As I said, I can be reached anytime. We're open 365 days a year, 24/7. You can reach me at any time at StanTallBrother@yahoo.com. Just send me an email saying, "I'm interested. I got your back. I want to learn more," however you want to word it, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. I can also be reached at 214-434-5620 or 214-828-7603. Mr. James will give you his links to his email address. I apologize for not having that in front of me. I'm actually with the client as we speak, taking care of doing what I love to do, changing a family's lives one family at a time. If you've ever had a desire to do that, there is no greater feeling than the feeling you get when you see the exhilarations on that family's face, knowing that those worries have been laid to rest because they're now covered. They don't have to worry about what's going to happen in the case of an emergency, because we've got all that covered, so it frees them up to enjoy the rest of their lives and think about other things. And that's the joy that I want to share with you all tonight, and that's why I'm trying to inspire you to get out of your comfort zone, do something that you've always wanted to do. I dare you to dream again. What we do at the Alliance, we want the Alliance to finance your dreams. Let your job pay your bills, but we want to finance your dreams. So I'm daring you to dream again, all right? James, that's all I have now, as I need to continue with what I'm doing here. But if you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Brother Pritchett, and I want the world of our listeners to know that I am also in process of obtaining my studying right now. I am up to be quizzed so that I can finish up and I can take the state exam so I can become a person's insurer are also agents. And so I'm excited about what I'm doing. And so we want to let the world, by listeners, know that you too can become a part of this family. You can be a blessing to others. You can always reach me if you have any questions pertaining to the National Agents Alliance and what Brother Pritchard was talking about. You can go to my website, Blog Talk Radio Show website, blogtalkradio.com/print and back to the vessels. You can go to mine. All lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com, servants and ambassador vessels, and click on follow. And also, you can reach me at my email, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And worldwide listeners, I want you to know that I am excited, even while I'm in the midst of taking, going through this process of getting to the point that I can take the state exam to become a licensed agent. So this is a life-changing experience for me as well. So I'm excited, and we want you, the listeners, to be excited as well as you come on board. Brother Pritchard, once again, can you give your full information out what it is for our release?
Absolutely. On my Facebook page, if you go to my Facebook page, there you will find more information. If you have any question you want to learn more about any of our products or services, feel free to reach out to me via 214-434-5620 or 214-828-7603. Or you can send me an email at stantallbrother@yahoo.com, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. No question is the wrong question. You can't say the wrong thing to the right person at the right time. So now is the time for all of you all to take a chance, step outside of your comfort zone, and take that bull by the horns. Get involved. We need your crusader. We need you as our crusader. We need more agents out of the field to change the dynamic that the progress of the people that are uninsured, that feel like there is no hope. We offer hope. We change people's lives one family at a time. Be inspired. Send me an email. I want to talk to you, all right? God bless you. You all have a great evening. Back to you, James.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Word of God still tells us, reminds us that it has been appointed to man once to die. After that, the judgment. So if Jesus Christ don't come first, guess what? We are all going to go by the way of death. So it's between each and every one of us to make sure that we have our house in order, our affairs in order, because you don't want to be one of those that have to go, like we see so many times, people are going to GoFundMe pages and money to loved ones. That don't have to be. You can have your house in order by making sure that you have your insurance paid up to date, so when that time comes, there's no problem with you giving your loved ones a beautiful homeborn service. So, you come back on air once again so you can give more information pertaining to the National Life Agent Alliance regarding life insurance. So, Brother Pritchard, I just want to thank you for coming on, being my guest, and sharing your information. The vital, important information that's much needed today, like never before. And we thank you for taking your time out of your busy schedule to share this information with you about living tonight. You continue to be blessed, but you're going to be a blessing to the people, be able to have peace and peace of mind when they lose a loved one. They can take care of their affairs. And they can do it decently and safely, and they won't have to be ashamed. So thank you for being the guest. You continue to be a blessing to administer and give God glory. So that's our program for tonight. It's a short program. So I pray that this has been a blessing to someone until that you will take heed and you will adhere to the information that has been provided to you on tonight. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. And I pray that this show has been a blessing to someone tonight, but you don't take it lightly. Please forgive me. Father God, I have to have it in the name of Jesus Christ. We come once again to Lord, praise for who you are. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who shed his precious blood on the cross. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he paid a debt that he knew that we could not pay. So we thank you for his shed blood. We thank you for his dying for us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that he did not stay dead. He rose again with all power in his hand. The power over death, hell, and the grave is in his hands, and he's now sitting at your right hand, making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for Brother Pritchett, who is doing a great work. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for every listener. And we pray that something has been said on tonight that will touch their hearts, that they will all, those that are not insured, those that do not have their affairs in order, that they would not take it lightly. And they would adhere to what has been said on tonight, and they would get their house in order. Because we do know, again, that your word says it has been appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. Because we do not know. Only you know when you are going to call your saints home. So it behooves all of us to be ready so that we don't be a burden to our loved ones when it comes time to bury our loved ones. We don't have to go around struggling and trying to beg for monies to bury their loved ones. Their affairs will be in order, and they can do it decently and in order. They will have peace of mind knowing that they have got their insurance for their loved ones and for themselves together. So when that time comes, everything can be done decently in order, and they will have peace. So we thank you for Brother Pritchett, and we ask that you to continue to bless him and bless the works of his hands. Now, all those that are affiliated with the National Agent Alliance that deal with insurance that are trying to be a blessing to the people, continue to bless each one of them, that they will be a blessing to your people, is our prayer in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, once again, for who you are. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter who thinks they're in total control. We thank you that you are in total control at all times. So we, again, give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So that's the program for tonight. I pray that it has been a blessing to someone on tonight. So until the next time, we continue to give God praise, glory, and honor. And we ask that you will continue to tune into this worldwide ministry and be blessed by it, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Until the next time, until Saturday night, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Good night.
You came to change my life. You thought I